WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Not only announcing another $1 billion in military weapons for Ukraine, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin pushing back against comments by some, including the president-elect's nominee to replace him, who claim military diversity programs have hurt the nation's defense.
We are stronger when we welcome every qualified patriot who is eager to serve.
The U.S. Defense Chief at a conference at Southern California's Reagan Presidential Library. There's a very good chance that the Syrian government could fall to rebels very soon, says a senior Biden administration official to ABC News. In the shooting death of the insurance executive in New York City, NYPD detectives have arrived in Atlanta due to a large number of tips, likely generated because the bus the suspected gunman took to New York originated there. Pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz has sold at a Dallas auction for $28 million. This is ABC News. Sending a team of experts to Congo, the World Health Organization, ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Disease X has killed at least 79 people and sickened nearly 380 others in just over a month. Many of those sickened by the undiagnosed disease are children under the age of 5. Symptoms include fever, headache, coughing, difficulty breathing, and anemia. The WHO is waiting on pending lab tests to learn more.
The FBI warning that the Chinese government may be able to see text messages between iPhones and Android. Cybersecurity experts recommending using encrypted programs like WhatsApp, Signal, or Telegraph. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
This FBI warning comes after the White House said a global cybersecurity attack occurred this summer in which they say Chinese hackers breached at least 8 telecom companies, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, in order to spy on top U.S. political figures.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a big hour on the way for you. Let's kick it off with a band who's very busy. A ton of shows coming up. We'll tell you all about them in just a couple of minutes. It's the People Brothers Band. Some older stuff first. This is KC Strut. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Now I'm eating a word.
magazine in cockatoo. Cause I keep the song like a sailor under the moon. Where the puppet is, I listen to my lazy tune. But if it's not warm outside, don't wake me till noon. Not till noon. Wait up to stop. Give me just 1 second to stop from the top.
Seek Radio. Radio for the people.
Been trying.
to tell you that you're not alone. I'd rather be by your side than realize that you're gone. I know you can't feel it right now in the midst of the dark, but if you been aching, and I know, oh I know, the toll that it's taken.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music from Sisters and Brothers. That's the People Brothers Band and Sweet Soul. KC Strut in front of that. That's a little bit older, from 2014.
Middle in between.
Easy for me to say.
I was like, yeah, I was previewing a couple songs, and I thought, gosh, I just haven't heard that song. I don't think I've ever heard it. So I thought, what a great way to, you know, to bring that to Max Inc. Radio today.
Absolutely. Double dip of People Brothers Band to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. Rocker, they have a bunch of shows coming up.
They do, Jimmy. Right now, they're the 1221. They're going to be at the First Avenue in Minneapolis with the Big Woo. 1228, the Majestic Theater with Old Shoes and the Grasshoppers. They'll be at the Hive in Fond du Lac on the 10th of January. The 11th of January, Popcorn Tavern in La Crosse. And the 31st of January, Jimmy, this is kind of a new show that was announced. It's the Ice Dance Music Fest in Appleton. It's a 3-day event. Leftover Salmon, Armchair Boogie, Jeremiah Jams, If the Car. It's a long list.
You got to watch out for that Leftover Salmon.
Why is it? It's still good, isn't it?
As long as it's not leftover from too long ago. Turkey has that, 4-day rule or something like that? Salmon, I would imagine, has that 3-day rule.
4-day rule?
I don't know.
On turkey?
I don't know. That's just that's what the internet told me, so it must be true, right? How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. We do this every Saturday night, 6 to midnight. Rocker, we still got plenty of show on the way. What's coming up?
We do, Jimmy. We have Eric Redash. He's going to be in here telling us about the Baghdad Scuba Review reunion that's going to be happening at the Atwood here in Madison. Then Stephen Neary, guitar, vocals. He's going to be in. We're going to be hearing about Steve's Creep Funk Christmas. I don't even know what that is, but we're going to find out. And then Lou Shields, Live in the Lair. We're going to hear some American storytelling, some great slide guitar.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be awesome.
Then Shane Christopher Neal. He's got the Indie 45 show. And then Max Inc. After Hours, Rob Roberts. Do you know, Jimmy, how handsome Rob Roberts is?
Well, especially when he's...
He tells me every time he's in.
Especially when he's wearing the Hawaiian shirt. I mean, no one looks better than Rob Roberts in a Hawaiian shirt.
And a Max Inc. radio hat.
And a Max Inc. radio hat, yeah. I've got some music on the way from Ryan McGrath Band, Iftikhar, and the German Art Students. They all have shows coming up we'll tell you about. Rocker, it was an exciting night for Mrs. K last night, and I got kind of giddy about it, too.
Friday.
I think it was last night.
Okay.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, came back to TV.
And Frosty the Snowman were on TV. Yeah.
Did
you and the family watch?
No, we didn't get to watch, but, you know, childhood was filled with that stuff,
I was
going
to ask, are you allowed to watch that stuff?
Yeah, allowed to watch that, Jimmy. Okay. The Peanuts. I used to love the Peanuts,
The Peanuts Christmas special. That was always fun. I'm not a huge Christmas fan, but I love those old cartoons. You know, Frosty the Snowman, what are they, like wax figures where they have to change them for every frame or something like that?
Yeah, and you would plan on those, right?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, Mr. Freeze and the hot guy. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Did you watch the Christmas specials? What did you think of them? Miss them? Are you going to go back and DVR them or whatever?
No.
No,
I got them all right up in the old noggin, Jimmy.
They are something you have to watch live and then just forget about it.
I'll never forget the Abominable Snowman.
Hey, remember Maximus?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a compilation of 4 CDs Well, five. One's missing. They never found it. And
some of those songs are questionable, though, Jimmy.
Oh, they're very questionable. That's the wonderful thing about Maximus.
It's like songs in a G-string or something.
Trying to find a Maximus song that I could play on the radio is very challenging.
Right.
But I got a couple. And since Frosty the Snowman was on TV last night, we'll do Frosty the Snowman from Government Zero. It has new music coming out at some point. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Frosty the Snowman with a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
Just trying to make some time for me. Make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need. I don't need to be forgiven, not by you, or you, or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through your. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say.
I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, get your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I said, come get some. A soft glow, yeah. I said, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I said, come get some. A soft glow. Inside the lines, you see, inside of the lines, yet driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? And hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some.
Yeah. With a full break, that you put me in clothes, grab my arm, and I was. goddamn heart attack. Baby, so I'm mad. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it with your phone number on my side. Went for a break, she pulled me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If it ever you wanna take me home, one thing left to do, play something like a nice suit. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. Hey, son, I dance to it. Come on, yeah. Shaking her head. Crazy summer night. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you want to do, my side? Mercedes in the parking lot. Tick tock, baby, start to fight. Got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Waiting for a break, pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If anybody here wanna take me home, one thing left to do, play something I can dance to. Oh, yeah.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Ryan McGrath Band there and plays Something I Can Dance To. That's a jam. That rocks.
I love that song.
I remember when Ryan was live in the Lair and he played that song.
That's right.
It rocked as well.
You can hear it, Jimmy.
Yeah, find the podcast right now at MaxInkRadio.com.
Right.
Ryan McGrath, he has a show coming. Actually, he does not, but Tall Paul, you know, he's on the harmonica in the Ryan McGrath Band, and he has Tall Paul and the Naughty Cats at the Red Rooster in Madison here on December 27th. Rocker, we heard some Ithacar before that. Soft Glow, they got some shows coming up as well, too.
They've been playing all the way around the state, Jimmy, and they're still going on. 12-13, December 13th, Nashville North in Milwaukee. 12-21, they're at the tracks in Green Bay, and on the 31st of January, they're going to be at that Ice Dance Music Fest coming up in Appleton.
That sounds interesting, the that Ice Dance Music Festival up in Appleton. I'm sure there's a Facebook event or something like that.
It's on Facebook. You can find it, Jimmy. Ice Dance Fest.
All right.
Ice Dance Music Fest.
I find it. It's up in Appleton. That's a great area of the state. Hope you're all having a great evening. Jimmy K. Rocker with you tonight, playing original local music from Wisconsin. Terry Barr is off. We got, we got Lou Shields coming up live in the Lair at 9 o'clock tonight, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Eric Redash is here in the studio. He told me he came in and ridiculed me properly. Redash. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate that.
From Baghdad Scuba Review. That's right, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Maxine, go ahead, Rocker.
And then Stephen Neary from Steez.
Oh, yeah, that's
Creep
coming
fun
up.
Fun Christmas.
I'm looking forward to that, too. Fun night here in WMDX Studios. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass. There's three locations in Madison. You can shop online, too, at igniteglassandgifts.com. And a brand new sponsor, Rocker, pretty cool about this, Tim Crone Photography. The e-camera captures more than just a picture. It grabs a moment, a memory. It's a piece of art. Weddings, bands, motorcycles, so much more. Meet Tim at timcronephotos.com. That's Tim Crone, K-R-O-N, photos.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
There was a man outside of Madison who wanted to move and had a lot to prove. He called the Aaron Weber Group at Compass, and after they helped and helped, he felt a kind of numbness because the Aaron Weber Group helped so quickly and they all had hearts two sizes too big. He had another idea, a wonderful idea. He decided to have Aaron Weber sell his old abode as well, and all because with over 240 Zillow reviews, it wouldn't be too long till he told the news of the Aaron Weber Group and Compass at movetomadison.com. You're a nice one, Mr. Weber.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Water,
one who was the one I thought that I'd see. And now I'm next in line for salvation. Won't you pour your water on me? Won't you pour your water on me? Won't you pour your water on me?
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Bagdad Scuba Review there. That's Water. What is that from? 2007? Yeah. It's been a while there, but such a fun song. I love the harmonies in the background or at the end there, Rocker.
It's off their first album, Jimmy. I just found that out, actually.
It's a common theme tonight.
Now, riddle me this. Mm-hmm. What fits like a grievous glove? I'm waiting, Jimmy. I'll tell you. Bagdad Scuba Review. Bassist Eric Redash is a co-founder of the Madison jam band supergroup Bagdad Scuba Review. The band made a name for itself in the 2000s, forming with members of great bands at the time like Grooveless Glove, Runga Cutta, The Northern Pines, The Green Situation, and of course John Schneider on guitar and vocals. Normally on hiatus, the band comes out of the closet every so often to reunite, and Friday, December 13th at the Atwood on Atwood Avenue on Madison's East Side is the next reunion show. And here to tell us about the show is Eric Redash. Eric, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Dude, thank you for listening and properly chastising
Glad
me
to
for
be here. Yeah,
destroying your last name.
For any, we like to say weed hash, but yeah. That's a good way to remember it.
I'll never forget it now.
Is it common, then, that people get it wrong?
Oh, all the time. They got it once right in Germany. That was it. It's a German name. It's like, how did you get that right? Oh, yeah, this is Germany.
So around the United States, just forget it. Well, tell us about the early days of Bagdad Scuba Review. What was it like to start a band with such well-respected musicians at the time? You were just telling me your first album was out in 2007, but you were around before that.
Yeah, we were all in kind of established bands, but it was a time when all of us, I guess it was a perfect storm of either not playing enough with our existing bands, or the Grooveless Glove kind of hit maybe reaching its later years. There was band turmoil going on and all kinds of fun
Always.
Stuff like that. Oh, yes, yes. Fighting and all kinds of good stuff. But well, we all reunited. But yeah, back then there was some turbulent times, and this guy John Schneider had come to town, and he was doing an open jam, and some of us went down there, and we all hit it off. And
that was at the pizza
together.
Place, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the
Uno's,
name?
Uno's on State
pizza.
Street.
Uno's on State Street.
How many, 20 years ago was that or more?
Oh, probably 30 now.
Yeah, maybe even.
We're old, bro.
Lost a decade just like that. Yeah. Normally, when bands discontinue, there are personal issues, like you just said, and other people might not even be friends afterwards, but Bagdad Scuba Review, you seem to stay together like a family, and all of a sudden you're back together again. It's like nothing ever changed. Tell us about the secret sauce to your band.
Yeah, kind of a dysfunctional family, maybe, but we've all stayed pretty good friends over the years. Lately, we've had one of those texts going on with all the guys throwing stuff in there, and we were always into politics. That's what a lot of the songs on the first album were about. Mm-hmm. We took political stances back then during the George Bush years, and
the good old days.
Yeah, yeah. we can look back on the good times. But no, we all had a lot of strong feelings about things and thought we could all change the world, and we decided to form a band and get real political. Well, not real political, but yeah.
Now that you're doing just the occasional show or the reunion shows every once in a while, the band has to get pretty excited to do that show.
Yeah, sometimes it goes a year, a little more before we play or get together, and there's some reason that comes up, or maybe it's just someone says, hey, you haven't played in a long time, why don't you get out there? And
is everybody in Madison?
Yeah, we are.
And, you know, I was going to ask, because you mentioned that you were more idealistic and political back in the George Bush days with this first album. How do you feel today? How has that aged well?
We all have our own ideas about things. We don't all go with the flow, if you will. And we still debate on end about issues. I mean, I've always been the, you know, legalized marijuana, but then I get outside into other issues too. But you know, we've all got something we bring to the table. And
are you still writing?
A little bit. John Schneider was in here a couple of weeks ago, I think, and he's really on fire right now. He's got something burning under him, and he's generating a lot of music. And I think it's pretty exciting. It's not quite it's a little more Americana type stuff that he's doing. It's not quite a Baghdad Scuba Review, but you know,
Ellison Bay, right? That's what it was called.
Yeah,
it was,
that's what he's calling
music that he wrote on his niece who had passed away from cancer.
Yeah, that
it was
inspired
her wish that he make a new album.
Yeah, yeah, and he's following through. Yeah, he's working with I think a Nashville producer and all kinds of big stuff.
Wow.
But some of that will overlap into Baghdad Scuba, and some of it will just stay with John. But
now the show coming up, is this a party for your fans as well?
Oh, you know it.
You know, you guys get together, and you're a family. But what about the extended family, the fans?
Party for the people.
No, I can't tell you how exciting it is. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to this, to see old faces again, and maybe some new ones. Yeah. But to see, you know, we do a lot of original music, and to see the people singing along with the songs, that's pretty flattering that they not only remember the songs, but they can sing along with them. But
remember the lyrics?
Yeah.
Remember the songs? I mean.
Yeah, we have to sometimes relearn them. Yeah. And, you know, it's been a while. And
do a practice.
Since we played that.
You guys have teleprompters yet on the MacBooks?
No, not yet.
December 13th at the Atwood on Atwood Avenue in Madison. What can people expect for a Baghdad Scuba Review reunion?
Well, we're not pulling out any stops. There's going to be old songs, a lot of covers, you know, some
any
brand
new stuff?
There will be some brand new ones. There's a few songs that never made our albums that we've kind of dusted off and
nice,
and we're bringing back. And then we are going to be playing a couple of John's brand new ones as well. So
awesome.
You know, you don't know what to expect. So it's going to be a full night of music. It's just Baghdad Scuba Review. And then the funny thing, it's at the Atwood, which I like to call it, you know, it'll always be Mr. Roberts to me.
Right.
You know, and we've all got a long history down there. I used to book bands down there.
Is the stage still in the same place?
The stage is in back now, which it's a little more of a real stage.
Yeah.
But yeah, we started playing there back when the stage was up front and we were doing the Barrymore after shows and Bob Hansen was around and...
Yeah.
But it'll be a great reunion, especially based on the venue.
Absolutely. It's called the Atwood now. It's on Atwood Avenue right next to
the... Yeah, they've remodeled
right
it. It's a little nicer than it used to be. Yep. So
right across from Monty's Blue Plate Diner
right.
On Atwood Avenue. Tickets or advanced tickets, or you just pay at the door?
Just pay at the door.
Bring some cash. Tip your bartender. It'll be good. Any new music that you're going to record and release?
Well, like I said, we've got a few that haven't made it on albums yet, and we did do some recording a little bit on a new song. We'll definitely be playing that, but nothing on recordings. You know, all I can say is maybe next year after John's solo album is finished and Baghdad Scuba will get back into the studio proper, but we certainly got material for it.
Yeah, let's get a GoFundMe going, because this stuff is expensive. Hey, man, thanks for coming in tonight. It's great to see you again. Sorry for destroying your name.
Oh, no, Jimmy.
Reed Ash. I got it.
No, it makes for good humor.
Hey, we're going to play Too Bad. Remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
From 2007? What comes to mind when you hear that song title?
Well, yeah, this was the one of the few that we wrote as a band. We had kind of a lock-in where we all, you know, took a bunch of mushrooms and hung out all night and... wrote music, but this was one song that actually came out of it, and it's kind of a bleak look at first, but it's got a positive end to it. So.
Enjoy your trip, folks. Baghdad Scuba Review on Max Inc. Radio.
Too bad.
Pacific Media. We are local music. Bagdeck Scuba Review there, and Too Bad. Hey, thanks to Eric for coming in today from Bagdeck Scuba Review. Really appreciate it. Go out and see the reunion show that's happening December 13th here in Madison at the Atwood. That's, of course, on Atwood Avenue, right across from Monty's Blue Plate Diner, a couple doors down from the mighty Barrymore Theater. You can follow Bagdeck Scuba Review, too, on the social medias. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Original local music from Wisconsin. Let's do some German art students. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I only have time to drink instant coffee.
Instant coffee from the German art students. You can see them at the Crystal Corner Bar on December 14th with the flavor that kills. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night. We got a double dip of Fat Function just around the corner. Right now, brand new Bing Bong. Clear Blue Sky. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then.
But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.